Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to be talking with a lady who has quite an interesting background, Rebecca Chambers. But she decided she was going to write a book, Beyond the Great Abyss. And it's a story about her and also about how she was able to come to terms with so many parts of her life by using not just her own intuitive talents, but also the intuitive talents of a very special lady that was in her life. I want to welcome you to the show, Becca. This is just, do you go by Rebecca or Becca?
Becca, actually.
Becca.
Yeah.
Well, I love the cover on this. It is absolutely awesome, Beyond the Great Abyss, the book
Thank
that you have published. Now, when I was going through this book, I noticed a number of different stories. This reads like a diary.
Yep.
And I'm assuming that's what you did, but I want my audience to know a little bit about you. You're a natural health healer in Lexington, Massachusetts.
Right.
And you have a naturopathic graduate degree.
Mm-hmm.
You have dealt with a lot of issues in your life.
Yeah, that's
Once
for sure.
Once you weighed over 200 pounds, you were severely bulimic and a lot of health issues, went through what we would call chronic depression. You
mm-hmm.
didn't have good relationships with people,
mm-hmm.
yet it was through your own intuitive journey that you came into a real understanding about a lot of the things that went on with you.
It's been very fascinating, I can tell you that. And I want to say that I did become, through the whole process, very intuitive, but I started out actually not aware of any of my intuitive abilities at all. And a huge part of how I was able to transform my life is energy therapies, whole body vibration and high potency homeopathy, which help you change your energy. They were critical. And that plus the, as you said, the presence in my life of two very powerful intuitives. The woman that you mentioned, who's a intuitive counselor, Jean Mayell, and mm-hmm. a medical doctor, Dr. Keith DiOrio, who guided me through those energy therapies. And he's also a medical intuitive. They've just been such incredible, power forces in my life that I'm really grateful to have met them, because with their help, I've just completely transformed my life. So
now,
it's great.
With your story, and I always think that whenever anybody's really able to communicate with honesty about the variables that they go through, it takes a lot of courage to go public with it.
Yes.
But I also found in your book, in your appendix, you have quite a bit of information on various things. So before we get into what I'd call the personal side, let's just cover, and let's start about November 24th, 2007. You have two pages in your book
mm-hmm.
where you had set some goals, where you wanted by 2008 not to have any health issues, to have a relationship in your life that you really wanted, to have a reliable income, a healthy business, to be toned, fit, and trim. Well, those are pretty much what I think about 97% of the population wants to on one level or another. However,
yeah.
your health issues were interesting
uh-huh.
because you were very specific. I mean, it was the sacroiliac joint. You said you had a mild candida yeast allergy. You had a cyst. I mean, you really went down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
And you were eating too much, and you said you had neuromas
in my feet. Yeah.
In your feet? I never heard of that.
Very painful. Be happy you don't know what they are.
Thank you very much. I will not, but you also said you had allergies, chemical sensitivities,
yeah,
the depression, circulation issues. You had digestive problems, you had nerve problems with your teeth, the liver, antibiotic problems, immune system. I mean, this list is quite extensive, and I thought,
it goes on for two or three pages, as I recall.
That's right. So here you had all of this. And yet in your book, there's so much personal relationship. I want to go into something you talked about, and we'll go into some of the personal stuff in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned something right at the beginning about energy, whole body vibration. And you said this was, its abbreviation is WBV, and
mm-hmm.
it was first developed in Russia in the 1970s for their athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
yeah.
us a little bit about this. I had never heard of whole body vibration and that it had developed in Russia. This is interesting. So let's learn
it is.
About
it is just, I think that it's one, it's a technology that's going to help change the world because it is incredibly powerful effect on every part of your body. And it's very well accepted on the effects on your physical, your muscle and bone is very well accepted by your musculoskeletal system and,
mm-hmm.
and structure is very well accepted by Western medicine and Western science. So that helps, you know, give it the ticket into our culture and our, but it also works on an energy level super powerfully. So that way, lots and lots of people who are not getting the benefits of energy therapy, which are vast, are going to be able to get the benefits without even really knowing what they're getting, and that's okay.
You know? Wow.
So, but it was originally developed for Olympic athletes. And 10 minutes, this is very exciting for most people, 10 minutes gives you the benefits of an hour of conventional weight training in terms of building muscle strength, flexibility, balance, coordination, increasing bone density, and increasing your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And this is all very well accepted. There's a lot of tons of research, and it's like booming all over the world. It's actually very big in Europe. It only got to the U.S. maybe 15 years ago, and I've been the first person on the Northeast using it. I was the very first person. I started about, I don't know, 8 years ago, and I'm you know, the only one who I'm the expert really on how to use it because it's not well understood by most of the manufacturers how it works on a more holistic way in your entire body. Like, for example, it's a huge detox, and it's a huge energy treatment every time you use it. And these aren't things that exercise equipment manufacturers generally understand and, you know, are well-versed in. So they're very powerful effects, and you want to really take all that into account when you're using it.
Well, now, this fascinated me. I remember, oh, my goodness, years ago, the different health places would talk about how you could lay down on this machine, and it was a vibrating thing.
Uh-huh.
And to me, it was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen. And they said, oh, you'll lose inches, you'll lose this, and yeah, blah, 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 blah.
There may have been truth to it.
No. I mean, I think
oh, it didn't work for you?
It belonged to a gym. And
yeah.
I'm pretty active anyway, but
yeah.
I just thought, something's wrong with this. And this was just a straight thing, and I said, this is just absolutely one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. So, but they actually have research showing this value. I don't think it was this
well,
machine.
Well, no, it's not the same machine. And those musculoskeletal effects that I'm talking about, particularly mm-hmm. the muscle ones, what we're talking about there is a powerful machine because there's all kinds of different versions of the machines. So in order to get that 10 minutes equals an hour, you need to be using a powerful machine and you need to be doing exercises on the machine. Then you're like,
oh.
What you do is you get in different positions, like say a squat, where you're leg muscles have to hold your body weight against the vibration, which is very, very hard work, actually. There's physics of it, you know, is that something about holding weight against gravity increases the effect of the weight like two or three times. So effectively, you're like holding 2 to 3 times your body weight, and every muscle fiber in your legs is going to be firing involuntarily the same rate the machine is vibrating, which is 20 to 50 times per second. So you're going to be getting like, 2 to 3,000 reps holding all your body weight every minute.
That's unbelievable.
That's a very intensive, and your muscles will be screaming after like a minute. You'll be like, oh, my God, I believe you. Let me off this thing.
Well, I guess
what you usually do is, what?
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you don't stay in one position for a long time. You do one-minute intervals in different positions, targeting different muscle groups, and that way you get a full-body workout in, like, 10 minutes.
That is amazing.
It's revolutionary.
Yeah, really. So to get more information, we just go to bodyvibeusa.com to find out more about this, which is very intriguing.
Yes.
But
yes.
You talk about two motors, and you say two motors can never be properly synchronized. So if you, what's the difference between a two-motor system and a one-motor system?
It is huge, and it's very, very important. I know this because we originally started by using a two-motor machine, which is one of the first type that was developed. And unfortunately, it's a lot of most of the big exercise equipment manufacturers making these machines are using two motors because you can make a more powerful machine. But they cannot, the two motors, and you ask any physicist or engineer, two motors can never be perfectly synchronized. And your nervous system is super sensitive and will pick that up, even though you won't consciously be able to notice it. And it's going to desynchronize your nervous system and your energy field over time, especially. I ended up getting very sick originally from the first machine that we started using. I was doing great for a while, and then I started getting really ill, and it turned out I had desynchronized my nervous system, and
not a good thing.
It was not good, no. All the machines I use and that Body Vibe makes are one motor, single motor, and that you really need to do that, use the single motor
machine.
Amazing.
Now let's go into a little bit of the drama, as I like to call it. Oh, by the way, I fell in love with your dog, Maple Sugar.
Isn't she a doll?
She is adorable. So people want to find out about Maple Sugar. Why did you come up with that name for her?
She's as sweet as you could possibly be. I mean, she's so sweet, and then she's sort of a toasty cream color, you know. She's a golden doodle. And,
I've never heard of a doodle. I mean,
you've never heard of a doodle?
I've heard of a golden doodle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're
a golden doodle.
It's a fantastic mix. I mean, she's just incredibly sweet and super smart and just a blast. You know, she's so much fun.
Well, when you got this little one, and Maple Sugar is mentioned right at the beginning part of your book, and one of the things that you mentioned, and I brought up Maple Sugar first because she was just so precious, but you started out saying that you had eliminated all sugar.
Yeah.
In your house. And then you have got a dog that you named Mabel Sugar, so there's a little bit of subconscious stuff going on there.
I was kidding. I was, like, playing a joke with myself, you know, teasing myself. But you see, there was hope, too, because maple sugar is a natural sugar, and it was something I would be able to eat eventually, just not quite yet.
Now, you had a lot of physical challenges. You just, what made you decide that, one, you needed to work with Dr. DiOrio, and how did you come to know him? And why is it that you decided you needed to seek him out?
Well, I had tried, 15 years. I'd been trying here on the East Coast to find something and somebody who could help me. I tried so many different doctors and so many different therapies and products and approaches and, you know, And I actually could see that a lot of the natural approaches would help for a little while, and then I would get sick again because I was a very complicated, difficult situation. There were so many different complicating factors. So by the time that I heard of Dr. DiIorio, I was very ill. I'd been losing a lot of weight because I was so sick I couldn't eat, and just in a lot of pain. And I actually kind of figured I was going to die, and I probably would have. I was covered with infections that never healed, and I couldn't eat anything. So, and nobody could help me. So it really wasn't looking good, you know. And then I found a book at a natural health food store that he had written. And in it, he was, I actually, at that time, I had massive candida yeast problems. And the only way I could control it, because I was allergic to everything that treated it, was to not eat, basically, which was not working out too well. But anyway, he was injecting homeopathic remedies into acupuncture points to control candida yeast at the time. And I started working with him, and within 3 days, all the sores that I'd had for a year, like a year straight on my body, had healed. And I could eat food without getting sick. So that was it. I was like, oh, my God.
No kidding.
I might live, and I've found the man I'm going to, like, hang on to.
Amazing.
Yeah, I was blown away. I was just so impressed. And that was the beginning. It's been about almost 20 years, and I'm very, very lucky to have found him. And actually, he's been like a mentor now for the last 15 years. And he's taught me so much. I really, I use the same methods that he does, and I've learned all the stuff that I do from him. I also got a degree to round out everything, but it's really my personal experience, having gone through so many things, and my association with him that make me really very successful and effective at helping people.
Hi, this is Donna. I understand we had some technical problems, and for those of you listening that missed out on a part of the interview, there was nothing we could do about that, and they weren't even able to let me know that this had happened, so I apologize. And by the way, for those of you that were listening to Becca Chambers, my guest Beyond the Great Abyss, I wanted to give you her website because her story is quite an interesting one, and her discussion about homeopathy, this particular machine that was used by Olympic athletes, so many different points of information I think you'd really be interested in. So go to her website, bcvibranthealth.com. That's bcvibranthealth.com. And you'll find out more information about it. But her book really is a fascinating read. I think you would be intrigued with what this woman has discovered about wellness and how she is able, being a naturopath herself and having done a lot of study, how she's been able to help others as well. Well, the telephone lines are now open. You can give me a buzz if you like at 888-627-6008. And again, our apologies for the electronic disruption. There was nothing that could be done about it. But the phone lines are open, 888-627-6008. And quickly, before I go into giving you those of you, I've got a few of you here that I need to give you your spring horoscope for, the Libra, Scorpio, and maybe I'll give some of the Sagittarius, so stand by for that. But I want to mention to those of you in the state of Washington, the Emerald Spiral Expo is coming up on the 24th of this month. I will be appearing there, and I also will have buku amounts of books, but I really want to say I'm going to be doing many consultations. This is being held in Kent, Washington, at Kent Commons, and we will be talking about all kinds of things during the program. The admission is free to the public. You're going to have a chance, if you've always been interested in exploring various aspects of the psychic self, this is a wonderful, wonderful way to do it. I've been involved with this group. It formerly was the Boeing Parapsychology Expo. I've been working with them for years, and it's just a delight always. It's easygoing, casual, lots and lots of fun. So check it out. Go to emeraldspiral.com and you'll find out more information. Also, Quantum Mind 3 is coming up. For those of you in Washington, We are just enjoying so much the success of the class. This time, Robert Newman, who has been working with me on the last two, he'll be talking about Chinese medicine. I am going to be doing dream interpretation. We'll also be doing some mind exercises, which are always fun to demonstrate that you, too, have psychic ability. So give me a call if you want information on it. You want to register. The registration fee is $59.95 for the day. It's on the 14th of April, and it will be from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and lunch will be served. So call me at my office, 253-582-5604. Well, let's give it to you, those of you born under the sign of Libra, your spring horoscope, independence. Yes, yes, yes. That is a big deal for you this spring. You are also working on changes. You're not going to be sitting back and just saying, well, I'm just going to let life flow. You're going to be actively involved in participating. Also, you may find yourself, because of your earnest efforts at doing and getting things done, you are going to find that you might have a nice increase in your monetary picture. So be aware. Your hard work is going to pay off for you. And when it comes to going after those special things in life that mean so much to you, I think you are going to get a lot of support for that. You may not achieve it this spring, but you're going to find that if you keep yourself focused, you are going to eventually reach that objective that is so important to you. For those of you born under the sign of Scorpio, well, relationships are going to be very, very important to you. And it seems like those, especially those intimate relationships, that significant other, is very, very important. And spring, well, that sort of gives you the right kind of energy, doesn't it? It's going to encourage you to just be really open and receptive to having that communication and that wonderful, wonderful feeling with that significant other person. Now, you are going to perhaps find yourself going back to school because you need to become really savvy about some things, especially when it comes to your working environment. If you're thinking of changing jobs, you want to be sure that your skills are as sharp as they can be. So be aware, ask questions, find out what you could add to your skill set that's going to enable you to achieve what you would like in the working environment. And you want to work on a resume, too. You want to make sure that you are going to be, how can I say, current with the right way to do this so that you're going to be achieving the results that you want. What are the results? Well, getting that better job, that better positioning. You are going to get out of a rut that you feel that you're in. Don't worry. Spring is a good time to do this. It's a good time to make some shifts and changes on so many levels. You're going to be ready for it, those under the sign of Scorpio. Now for you Sagittarians, yes, let's get that in real quickly. You're going to find that April is the month when you are going to be going through a very comfortable space in your life where your home life is going to feel stable, and you're going to find yourself really open and receptive to maybe remodeling or doing things in your own personal environment that's going to give you a lift. Seems like springtime really is the time for you to make any changes in your environment, especially in your personal environment. It's going to give you that lift. Maybe it's so simple as just washing the windows so you can see out of them after a hard winter. But whatever it is, it seems like it's a good time to do it for spring. When it comes to money, you have got some pretty big goals, and you need to keep those goals in front of you focused. Do a vision board. Look at the bigger picture and realize that you're going to have to deal with a lot of details to get to that bigger picture. Your finances, slow but sure, they are going to be improving. And you also need to look at how you want to do your financial planning so that financial planning is going to be consistent so that you can see the results that you want. When it comes to, well, seeing some area of accomplishment in your life, I just think your consistency and persistence is really going to make a difference. One of the things you are going to have to pay attention to, apparently the love of sweets could expand the waistline a little bit. So make sure you stay active. Of course, it's sort of easy with spring. We've got longer daylight hours now, but I want you to take care of yourself and realize that sometimes that desire for sugar is actually a nutritional deficiency. So just be aware, you may need something extra in your diet, maybe fat, maybe certain nutritional supplementations, especially if you're really, really active. Just pay attention to your wellness. Give yourself the best attention you possibly can. Donna Siebel here. Telephone lines are open. And give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. The number to call into is 888-627-6008. A little bit of trivia for you, and this is on language. I was intrigued by this information when it crossed my desk. The seven most widely spoken languages around the globe, I don't think it's a big surprise that English comes in as number one. Second one is French. The third one is Arabic. Fourth is Spanish, Portuguese, German, and Russian. However, what was really intriguing to me, is that there are 18 languages relative to population, and the most people that speak that language. Well, at the top of that list wasn't English. It was Mandarin. That's right. There's 845 million people plus that speak Mandarin Chinese. Not a big surprise. China is one of the biggest, well, it's got one of the biggest populations. It and India are competing. But there, you've just got this tremendous density of population. The next one is Spanish, which has 329 million people speaking. English comes in at a third, 328 million. Arabic comes in fourth at 221. Hindi is number five at 182. Bengali is number six. There's 181 million. Portuguese is number seven, 178 million. Russian is number eight, 144 million. Japanese is 122 million. Javanese is 85 million. And Wu is, believe it or not, 77 million. Telugu, which I've never heard of, is 70 million people. Vietnamese is 69 million. French is 68 million. Marathi is 68 million. Korean is 66. Tamil is 65 million. And Punjabi is 62 million. So the seven most widely spoken languages that I gave you, you know, English, French, Arabic, Spanish, Portuguese, German, and Russian. Well, there's a few of them that didn't even show up on the greatest amount of population that speak the language. Just a little bit of trivia there. Donna Siebel here. We're taking a break, and we're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Siebel. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
As a counselor, Donna Siebel is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Sherry Richards, Dancing with Your Dragon. That's right, Dancing with Your Dragon. We all have our dragons, but I think Sherry's going to give us some perspectives that are really sort of fun to talk about. So we're going to be talking with her tomorrow, and then on Thursday we're going to be talking with Diane Dorman, Playboys, Celebrities, and Me. Oh, yes, we're going to hear about Hugh Hefner. We're going to hear about a few actors. Let me see. No. I'm going to wait until Thursday to tell you about that. And then Mediumship in the Flow of Grace, Jessica Bryant, is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about this lady and how mediumship has had such an effect on her life. So, yeah, that's what's coming up this week. We've got more, and if you want to check out for any of the other guests that are coming on, all you have to do is hit the show information button on bbsradio.com, and you'll have it all listed there for your convenience. The Ides of March. Oh, my goodness. I can remember in high school that was something that we had to study when I was taking Latin and anything to do with Julius Caesar and, of course, emperors and myths and all this stuff in Latin class. I absolutely loved it. I was lousy at Latin, but I loved the stories. And Julius Caesar, as we all know, was very prominent in Roman history, and especially because of a series of situations around him before his death. On March 15th, 44 BC, Calpurnia, the wife of Julius Caesar, was dreaming. Her husband saw her dreaming, and she was moaning and talking, and he observed it. Now, his wife, Calpurnia, was known for the visions that she would have, and she would always share those visions with Julius Caesar. But this time, as he watched, he abruptly sits up in bed and is screaming and weeping from the nightmare that she had been experiencing. What was that nightmare? It was the death of her husband. She saw him stabbed, blood going everywhere. Just as soon as she awakened and was in this anxious state and crying and being so upset, the doors and the window shutters of their home banged open. The bedroom was filled with moonlight. That very same night, a little bird had flown into the forum. It had been pursued by wild birds who tore it apart in the hall. Calpurnia begged her husband, Julius Caesar, not to go to the Senate. Although he had been specially summoned with a promise that he would be crowned king, which he had been striving for a long time. Now, there were other signs, apparently, that had been foretelling the assassination. And here's some of them. All of this is recorded. There was a group of Caesar's horses that refused to graze. A sacrificial offering made by Caesar had no heart. And there was a soothsayer, Spurinia, who warned him to beware the Ides of March. Now, Julius Caesar, because he saw everything that was happening with his wife, her distress was so great that he stayed home until late in the day. Brutus arrived to come to get him, to take him to the forum. And when Brutus was told the dream that Calpurnia had, he ridiculed the dream and the divination. He made fun of Caesar and told him that the Senate had been waiting all day for his arrival. Brutus and Caesar leave together for the forum. Now, along the way, they passed Spurinia, and Caesar remarked, "The Ides of March are come." And the soothsayer replied to him, "But they are not past." Well, he arrived at the Senate. 60 senators were standing out of respect to him. And then one man approached Caesar. He grabbed Caesar by the shoulders, plunged a knife into his neck, and then every single one of the senators rushed forward, unsheathing their daggers and stabbing Caesar. He was stabbed 23 times and left dead. After this assassination, for the next 7 nights, a comet streaked through the heavens. Interesting stuff. Caesar never was crowned king. Donna Sebo here, and give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 888-627-6008. Making your own fun. There is an amazing level of creativity with human beings. They'll come up with some of the darndest things, and most of us will sit back and go, how'd they do that? What spurred the idea? What made them think they could do something different? Well, 2 years ago, a web developer by the name of Josh Smith and a telecom engineer by the name of Brian Freed, they took their families sledding. They were at an old ski resort in Pennsylvania, but it really became a bit much after a while to do the 45-minute walk to the top of the 1,200-foot hill that they had to climb every time they wanted to slide down. So the guys said, we've got to figure out a solution to this because that really gets old, and we're not getting any younger. So climbing 1,200 feet every time you want to do sledding is really a chore. How do we do it? Well, they made a homemade sledding lift. And this is what they did. They took a go-kart motor, a winch. The winch can pull three adults or two adults with two children. The sleds are tethered to a rope that moves in a continuous loop over pulleys at both ends of the hill, pulling the sledders 1,050 feet up. They now, and they'd use this every year, they can now make it to the summit in just 3 minutes instead of taking a half hour. Maybe more, because when you're walking in snow, you can't go real fast. So what the guys did, this worked so well for them. They modified the winch so that they can use it in water during the summer for winch boarding. Yeah, that's a sport where if you're a surfer, you're towed speedily across the surface by this same device. Necessity is the mother of invention, and these two guys proved it. Having fun? Absolutely. Doing it more efficiently? Hey, just get a couple of thinking buddies, and you can make a difference, and probably make something that other people are going to want to use as well. Donna Sebo here. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. I'm so delighted you've been able to share this time with me, and we've got more good things coming up. So don't forget to join us again and tell your friends about the show. This is Donna. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day. You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.